It's the Heartbreaker with Danny and Brent joining you for another morning, and we've got a bit of star power powered up double extra time by a local girl. We've got Vassy on the line. You're a 6-time number one dance hit superstar. You've worked with Tiesto, David Guetta and Afrojack, and now you're joining us here on the Hot Breakfast, obviously the pinnacle of your career.
Oh, hi guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's great to have you on the line, Vassy. Now, you've got some exciting stuff going on for you at the moment with a brand new single out.
Yes, I do. I'm super excited about this one. It's called Chase.
Tell us a little bit about how it came around, because you've been working with a new collaborator this time around.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've wanted to do something with, you know, some of the local acts, and so I reached out to Bonka, who are a duo producer DJ act from Sydney and Melbourne, and we worked on this one, and it was just like we had the right chemistry from the beginning, and it was really cool to work on it during the pandemic because you know, I haven't been able to get home because of the whole COVID crisis and with the restrictions that the Australian government's implemented back home. And so it was really cool to work on this with, you know, my fellow Australian homeboys, because I really miss home, and it was just nice to hear Australian accents and things like that. So this record really happened at, I mean, I had written it a while ago, but the production of it, it all happened at the perfect time, I think, to make me somehow feel connected to Australia.
Now, Vassy, the single Chase debuted at number 10 on the ARIAs. I think it's sitting at like number 2 here, and it's already in the top 20 dance radio charts over in the States. You must be absolutely stoked.
I'm so excited about this one, you guys. Like, off the bat, as soon as we released it, it hasn't even been out for a month. It's just been out for a few weeks now. And just in the beginning, it got support from every single dance station across the country in Australia. Obviously, we're at number 2 in America. it's number 12 right now in America at dance radio across the country. It was the most added dance record a week ago at radio here around the country, which was so awesome. And we're number 2 on the ARIA dance charts in Australia, which is so exciting. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a number 1 in both countries. And just all the support we've been getting, like Tiesto added it in his show, and Afrojack and David Guetta and Chainsmokers, and even Nervo, our Aussie girls from back home. And everyone's been so supportive, so I'm so blessed. Happy this is happening right now.
We love to see our local champion get up. Let's have a little listen to a bit of it here. It's got all the makings of a Moni's dance floor filler there, I reckon.
It certainly does. Now, Vassy, you did mention some names there, like David Guetta, Tiesto and Afrojack. You've worked with them all. Who would have to be your favourite?
That's a tough one.
Everybody has a favourite. It's like a favourite child. Nobody wants to admit it, though.
You don't want to burn it on air, though.
I'd have to say my favourite. I mean, I love everyone, and I've been, you know, so fortunate to work with like amazing big A-lister DJ acts. But I really had so much fun with Tiesto because Tiesto had me, you know, tour. And so I did all the big festivals with him, like Tomorrowland and Ultra Festival. And so I feel like I really share a lot of special memories with him because he's pretty much given me the opportunity to perform on the biggest, you know, stages in front of like the biggest audiences you can ever perform in front of. And so I'd have to say he's my favorite for that reason, because he's very generous with, you know, sharing the spotlight, and it was really cool like doing all the shows with him.
You passed the Tiesto. It's very good. Now, it's super cool to talk to you, but it must be super late. You're saying g'day from LA at the moment. It must be like midnight there, right?
No, it's about 6:30 p.m. here. So yeah, big time difference because we're still yesterday and you guys are tomorrow.
Look, it's a great day. You've got heaps to look forward to.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I finally found one place here that does a flat white. Because, you know, there's no good coffee in the States. I mean, honestly,
it's all that filter coffee, isn't it? Mm. They're like sort of like pot coffee.
They don't do it the way we do it back home. And, you know, I've tried so many places and they're so proud of their coffee here, but I'm like, you guys don't understand. I mean, we Australia has really good coffee. They don't even do a flat white here. They don't know what that is.
Well, Seinfeld made a whole show about their coffee, really. Driving, what is
Comedians
it?
Coffee. And cars getting coffee. You should buy, I mean, you've got other things that are going very well, but you should buy a coffee van while you're over there and just pop
in
up.
In a spare time.
Just after you finish on stage, start a coffee van to start at your gigs and just go outside and go, hey guys, look, I hope you enjoyed the show. But here's some coffee that I've also made.
The Vassy
Van. The Vassy Van is so good.
Yeah, I love that. It could be like after I'm performing at the club, and at the festival, it could be like, you know, guys, after the show, I'll be here in the van. Come get a coffee, buy a Vassy t-shirt.
That's so good.
Oh, beautiful.
That's actually a really great idea, you guys. I might have to bite that one.
If you come back anytime soon, we'll get you in and we'll take over a coffee van and we'll do the Vassy van
Call
for
the
a
Vassy
day.
Van.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. We'll have some Lamingtons.
Flat whites so for
cool.
everyone.
Yeah.
Now, with stuff like the Glenty Festival coming up, it's actually this weekend, see, so you're actually missing out on it, but I bet you're itching to get back.
I am, and, you know, my whole family is going to be there. My brother-in-law is very well known for hosting the Glenty, and now my niece and nephew, his kids, you know, dance. They're part of the Greek dancing group, the upper Greek dancing group from the Greek school, and Afi and Andonaki will be dancing this weekend, and my mum will be there helping with some of the Euro stands, and you know, my sister will be down there. They'll be busy with yachts as well because they own yachts, restaurant down at Colum Bay. But the whole family's going to be there. And, you know, growing up, I used to be there all the time and I would do all the Greek dancing and eat all the gyros. I mean, it's just so – I haven't been to a Greek landing now for a few years. And I have to stay still – I have to say, still to this day, Darwin has the best gyroses. Ever, like at the Greek landing. We have the best gyros.
That's exactly what we want to hear. And it would cost us nothing to get you to say it, which is incredible. Hey, it's been an absolute blast to have you here on the show. We'll be thinking of you at the Glenty over the weekend. But thank you very much for joining us on, and we'll be sure to give Chase a few plays. Where else can people go if they want to get this track, you know, and support you?
Well, I'd love for people to stream it and obviously save it and download it and add it to their playlist on Spotify. But you can listen to it everywhere, Apple, Amazon, and you can follow me everywhere on any social media platform. Instagram's the one I'm most active on, and it's just Vassy, V-A-S-S-Y. So come say hi.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Vassy. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you guys so much. And if you go to the Glenty, have a gyros for me. And if you go down to the bakery today, please have a meat pie or a pasty. I so crave one of those.
Vassy, look, I'll do you solid. I'll have two for you.
And in the spirit of the Glenty Festival, what did we learn? Yasu!
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 Yeah, exactly. Or oppa.
Oppa! Oppa! Yeah.
Well, it was really good chatting to you guys. Now you made me super homesick. Well, my next career move, you know, if I get fed up with the whole Hollywood lifestyle, is like you said, opening up the van and being in Perap. And it's super chilled. Hey, I could even play all my songs from the van. I mean,
that'd be great. You could use it like the Mr. Mr. Whippy van. Like it just playing your tracks, but like, oh, the coffee's here.
I get the mic, I'm like, what's up? Yeah. I start performing in the van, have like a little tit bucket or something. I could make a killing, I reckon.
That'd probably go off. And it'd be the hottest van in Middle Peach. It'd be great.
Seriously. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Danny and Brent, back tomorrow from 5:30. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Stuart Highway, Berrimah.
Wakes me up and then gets me to work.
Only on Hot 100.